Many people are expressing gratitude and encouragement for City Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito following her announcement on Twitter that she was diagnosed with human papillomavirus, a common sexually transmitted disease. Some elected officials also praised the speaker's openness on social media, even if it's further than they would go online. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
A close ally and friend, Mayor de Blasio says the speaker's move was absolutely authentically her.
She's a big user of social media.
In tweets starting Sunday night, Mark-Viverito said she hadn't had an annual gynecological exam in 2 years. At her latest, she tested positive for high-risk HPV, a virus that can lead to cervical cancer, and she needed a biopsy as soon as possible. All that on Twitter, unfiltered.
I think it speaks to her desire to go right to the people with the message and say that, you know, she is using her own life as an example to people to inspire them to take care of themselves and their loved ones.
The speaker has nearly 12,000 Twitter followers whom she's not shy about engaging with. Public advocate Tish James calls the speaker a dear friend but says she wouldn't be so open herself.
No, that's why I salute her. She is very brave. She's very bold. But it doesn't surprise me.
The move didn't surprise freshman council member Lori Cumbo either.
As a new council member, as chair of the Women's Issues Committee, it's going to cause me to do some real soul searching in terms of talking about my own personal challenges.
The speaker is set to have a follow-up procedure Tuesday. For now, her spokesperson referred requests for comment to Twitter. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
We'd like to know, would you feel comfortable sharing this kind of personal information on social media? Why or why not? Tell us on our Facebook page or call us at 855-8-MY-WNYC. We'd like to share your thoughts on the air.